if you are new to the show, or maybe you've just been gone for a long time and you're just getting back into the swing of things, Jackson Fiancé Friday, what's it all about?
Well, you think your fiancé's cheating on you. Who among us hasn't been there?
Right.
But your suspicions get so wild, so intense, that you gotta bring in hired guns to get to the bottom of it. And who better than yours truly to find out if your spouse or fiancé is cheating on you?
So what we do is we'll actually get the partner's name. We'll have Jackson call him up, act like he's part of a massage parlor. You heard me right. Parlor. We don't use a spa here.
No, we don't use spa. And, I want it to sound shady.
And we offer a sensual couples massage.
That's right.
And we see who your partner...
So romantic.
So romantic. Good morning, Trent.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing excellent. Thank you. How are you, more importantly? What's happening? What's kind of causing confusion and concern in your life, man?
I don't know. I'm kind of in knots. I don't know what to do. We've been together a while. Not quite engaged yet. Don't live together yet.
Okay, but you've been together, and that's fine. We've said before with Fiancé Friday, we like the alliteration of Fiancé Friday.
But we'll do any like couple situation.
Exactly. So you've heard this though. You know what kind of what we do.
Right, right, and that's why I thought it'd be perfect for I didn't think I'd ever be in a situation where I would want to call you myself, but I don't know what to do.
Okay. Well, tell me about the relationship. You said Mia was your girlfriend's name?
Yeah. I haven't proposed yet, but I'm thinking about it. But I just want to know something before I propose. We've been good, great as a couple. A little stressed these last few months, like everyone else.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. A few weeks ago, Mia went out with some friends. And, I don't know if she met someone or what happened, but it's been completely, I don't know, she's been totally different since then. And
so what do you mean by that?
Going places without, I don't know. She's sort of like going places without telling me. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it, but I know she's lying about something. I know that much,
Yeah. I think when you know, you can tell when someone's lying, baby.
Well, I can tell when you're lying. Absolutely.
Well, that's because I look up at the ceiling the whole time.
You also whisper, "I'm lying," under your breath every time you lie.
It's too much guilt for me to carry.
I find myself talking to myself. I talk to myself sometimes, and strangely enough, I believe everything I say.
Well, let me ask you this then, Trent. Like, what do you want out of this? Like, what are we trying? What's our end result?
Well, so I just want to know. I mean, if you're going to propose to someone, right? I mean, do I want to propose to someone who's cheating on me before we get married? You know, and if she doesn't want to be with me, okay. I mean, I'll take that, but I just have to know now.
Yeah. Okay.
Fair enough.
Well, we can have Jackson call up Mia. We can offer that sensual couples massage and see if she wants to bring you or if she wants to bring someone new that maybe she's met. Do you want us to do that?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess I'm just...
Well, I sure hope so. I think that's what you called in for.
Yeah, if not...
real quick, Trent, before we get a hold of Mia... Can you give me the name of one of Mia's friends? It usually just helps sort of grease the wheels a little into getting in with them on the sales pitch.
Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah, her best friend is Allie.
Allie.
Allie? All right,
Allie.
There you go.
Is about to offer Mia a free massage.
And we'll do that next.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Trent's not engaged to Mia, but they've been together, and, he's thinking about proposing and taking that next step, but he's like, something has happened and it's making me question whether or not I should even propose. A few weeks ago, it sounds like Mia went out with some friends and something happened because she's been different ever since. And Trent's like, I'm not crazy. I'm telling you, she's lying about something. I just don't know what it is. And we're saying, well, we can call up Mia. We can offer that sensual couples massage and see if she wants to bring Trent or she wants to bring someone else with her. Trent, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, Trent, we're going to call Mia. I just need from you permission to have Mia on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Awesome. We got that. Then Jackson, you ready to go?
Let's do it.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mia?
Speaking. Yes.
Hi, Mia. This is Jackson calling from the JJM Massage Parlor. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that. I won't take up a lot of your time. I'm just calling because your friend Allie gave me your number. Do you know Allie?
Yeah, she's my best friend.
Awesome. Well, the reason she gave me your number is because we're a new massage parlor in town, and I've just been making some cold calls. I'd like to offer people a free massage to come try out our services, and then if you like it, hopefully it'll start some word-of-mouth advertising. We're just newer here, and we're having a hard time getting customers through the door, but I know we have an awesome product, and I know you're going to love it if you come try it. Would you be interested in a free massage?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Awesome. Yeah, Allie said pretty much the exact same thing. She actually booked hers for next week. But cool, let me tell you about the package we're offering. This is actually our couples massage package. So you and a romantic partner would come in, we move you over to our couples massage room, and we try to make it a very romantic environment. So we have aromatherapy going, we've got candles, and then a team of massage therapists is going to give you and your romantic partner a 60-minute massage, and then we'll move you over to our Serenity Room. And the Serenity Room is where you and your partner can spend an hour just enjoying each other's time. We offer complimentary strawberries and champagne. We just want you to be able to hang out for an hour, because it's hard sometimes for couples to get time together. Normally, this is like a $500 package, but like I said, I just want to give it to you for free, and hopefully you'll tell a couple of friends about it. I don't want your checking account information or credit card, or I won't even make you post on social media. How does that sound?
That sounds great, actually.
Awesome. Cool, Mia. I'm excited to have you into the parlor. Let's get your appointment booked. Name is Mia. I got that right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, and what is the name of your romantic partner that you'd like to bring with you?
Trent. Boyfriend.
Oh, good. Okay. All right.
Well, that's good.
Well, that feels good news. Hi, Mia. My name is John. I'm here with Jackson and Monroe. And unfortunately, we're not calling from a massage parlor nor a spa. No, we are actually a morning radio show on Mix 105.1. And your boyfriend, Trent, whose name you just said, happens to be listening in as well. Trent, you want to say hi?
Hi, Mia. How are you?
I'm all right. This is the radio?
Yeah, we do a morning radio show here in town. We do something called Fiance Friday. Trent, why don't you tell me why we called?
Mia, I hate to do this, but I've just been like stressed out because you went out a few weeks ago with your friends, and I don't know, ever since then, you've just been really distant, and, I was worried about what was going on, and so I wanted to see if you were going to choose me as your, couples massage person.
So
I thought there might have been.
Yeah, go ahead, Trent. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, maybe there was somebody else, or you met someone that night, or something happened, and so what happened? I don't know. You've been really strange since then,
We can maybe just not talk about this in front of America. Could we?
Well, it's not all of America. It's just Salt Lake if it makes you feel better.
Okay, well, it's a lot, but babe, can we just talk about this somewhere else? Like after? Can we just not do this now?
Well, I just need to know. What happened?
I completely respect that, but I think there's better ways to go at it, and I just can we just do this some other time?
Fair enough.
Well, I mean,
Did
you meet someone else? Okay.
Yeah. Are you cheating, Mia? Is that what's going on? Like,
no, I'm not cheating. It's just, it's not exactly something that I would like to say for a very large audience of people to hear. Like, it's not exactly something I'm very, like, proud about or...
Oh, don't like worry. We're not proud of anything we do on this show.
Nor do we have a large audience, so don't...
Well, I mean... Okay, well... Babe, so remember when I went out with Allie a few weeks ago for a happy hour?
Yeah, that's... Right, that's what I mean.
Yeah, okay. So, okay, so we went out for happy hour, and I got pretty happy, and I got pulled over for a DUI.
Oh.
Right? Ooh. Is that what you wanted to hear? Like,
not really.
Now everyone knows, okay? So now I have to take these, like, classes, and I have to go to court, and I have, like, mandated appointments, and I just didn't want to tell you because it's really embarrassing. And I thought maybe you would think less of me, so that's why I didn't say anything. And that's not exactly how I wanted to approach the subject with you right now. So there you go.
All right. Well, I understand, but why didn't you tell me? I don't understand. I mean, you know,
this is embarrassing. This is something that I could have just taken care of on my own. I don't need anybody nosing into my business, Trent.
So you would never have told me then?
I mean, I would have told you eventually, but not right now.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm really uncomfortable.
I think this is something that would be great for the two of you to talk about at another time. But maybe we should take the advice Mia offered to us 4 minutes ago.
Yeah, go ahead and talk about it off the radio. Yeah,
exactly. And we'll get you guys a massage, a couple's massage, somewhere a little more upscale than our massage parlor, and you guys can talk about it more. Does that work?
Yeah, thanks. So I just, you know, I mean, when were you going to, you know, were you going to be like, oh, well, guess what? 6 months ago, I got a DUI.
No, I think that those are fair questions to ask, Trent, but we're going to let you go ahead and do that off air, I think. Yeah.